Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, one more time. Good morning. Oh, this is a rainy day in Dallas. I missed you last week. I get the opportunity to be coached by some fabulous people. You know, a coach always needs a coach. I don't care where you are. The coach for a sports team needs training and coaching and how to make themselves better. Your teachers in school, they go and get additional training. Your doctor goes for additional training, and thus and so on. And in order to progress and grow and become the best that you can be, and whatever that may be, you've got to get training. And so I get to go to California every so often and meet with an amazing couple, Mr. Jesse Corin and Charlotte Jacob of the Thrive Academy, and just learn to expand my life. And part of that learning I'm sharing with you today, because it's been a journey. And all things are a journey, especially with life. It's a journey. It's a journey of living and just putting things into perspective. And if we really, honestly, want to change our life, we want to change and make things even better than they already are, or if we're not in a great space, to get us out of that space and bring us into a space that we absolutely love, we need to take things by the hand and move forward and get the help that we need. And so I do that, as I recommend you do that, is always moving forward to get the help you need. Now, they're unique in that they help business people move forward and help them do the things in their lives. Key for me is the idea that it's a mental process. Listen, it's a mental process. It's an emotional process. Here I thought I was going to get processes and procedures a lot, and I wound up getting a lot of emotional clearing. And part of that is what prompted me to talk about today's subject. I've talked about it in different ways before, But today, we're talking about how to clear the mental and emotional clutter and bring abundance to your life. Clearing the mental and emotional clutter, let me tell you, and sometimes it is so subtle. It is very subtle. And you don't realize it until somebody might point it out to you. And I do a class called Mega Manifesting. And I have been doing this class for several years. And it works to help get you decluttered. But when I'm looking at it from the point of view of your relationship with money. And so with this program that I just came back from California with, it's called Money Breakthrough. So it's different name, same concept, different methods. But the idea is that the law of abundance, energetic movement in your life, and I know many of you have heard that there is a season, right? There is a season when people come into your life and they may stay for a minute, they may stay for an hour, they may stay for a day or a few days, weeks, months, years, and then leave. It is flow. They serve a purpose in your life as you move forward. But if you get stuck and you have, and I'm talking person, in your life that is holding you back, whether that's emotionally or mentally, you'll never move forward. But it's not just about people. It's about things that you continue to hold on to. And this is one of those items I'm going to talk about today. So I want to give a shout out to all of you who are listening today from all my wonderful stations that are plugged in. I want to welcome you, all of you, from wherever you are, and at whatever state you currently are emotionally and mentally, welcome. Thank you for being here. And I'm just going to ask you one little thing, and that is, if what I share with you each week is beneficial to you and you like what you hear, please share this program with friends, family, coworkers. Give them the phone number to call in or give them the link on Blog Talk Radio, which is Commanding Your Life is the name of the show. And I'm available on iTunes for a free download. So go to iTunes, find Commanding Your Life or search for Beverly Fells Jones and just share. I appreciate you. Well, let's go in and do our meditation because I didn't start there. So if you are driving or operating machinery, this is the time that you either stop or you don't close your eyes. You can listen, but don't get really relaxed. Just listen. But if you're in a position, just get yourself in a good position and relax. Just take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in. There is a power and presence in the universe that we all recognize. That power and presence is always with us, has always been, and always will be. We choose to call that power and presence by many names. We may call that power and presence God, the creator of the universe, the creator of all that is. Whatever name you choose, Lord, whatever name you choose, you call that entity. And we ask and we acknowledge that this entity helps us in our daily lives. That entity is a part of everything and everyone. We have the breath of life, and we enjoy this life. We were created in its image. Power and presence is spirit, and we are flesh. We carry the energy. We have been given certain capabilities, and one is the power of the word and thought to change our lives. Take a deep breath in and out. What is it in your life this week, this day, this year that's been troubling you the most? That has you feeling low? That has you feeling unwanted, unloved, uncared for, poor, weak, and an old-time word called downtrodden, that you would like relief from? And I'm asking for just one thing, the most prominent thing in your life, something that may have been bothering you for years and years, something that you haven't forgiven yourself for, something you haven't forgiven someone else for, something that you are ashamed of, something that you are proud of, to think again about it. Is there something lacking in your life that you want in your life? What is that one thing that is prominent in your mind? Think about it now. And think about what you want instead. Think about if there was any way, anything, what would you want instead? If you're in a relationship and you're unhappy, what would you like instead? Do you want happiness, joy in your life? If you're heavily in debt, what would you want instead? Do you want to have zero debt? If you are ill, emotionally or physically, what would you want instead? Perfect health? Plenty of energy? Think about what you want instead. One thing, not multiple, just one. Okay. What would it feel like to have that one thing in your life? What do you think it would feel like? Try to recreate that feeling in your body. Think of something that you know has made you feel that way, and think of that one thing that you would like in your life, what you want instead. if you've been in a wonderful relationship before, or the current relationship had a time when it was wonderful, what did it feel like? When you have been healthy and feeling good and your energy level was up, what did it feel like? What did you do? Time you were not in debt, and you can go all the way back to the time you were a child if it takes that long. And what was it like? Was it carefree? What did it feel like? I want you to get that feeling in your body. Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Now think about what you want instead, and have that feeling of what you want instead. Because we want to convey to our Creator the feeling of what we want. Not just the knowledge and not just asking. But we want the feeling of what we want. We want to be able to say thank you. Feels good, doesn't it? Thank you. Thank you. This is the desire of my heart. This is what I want instead. This is the joy that I want to feel. This is the life I would like to lead, that I'm leading. Because I'm feeling it. It is happening to me now. And I want to continue to have that. The intention for this week, whatever it may be, make it be joy and happiness. Feeling that feeling of joy and happiness, that feeling of being the best that we can be. And an intention to have a smile on our face, even in the middle of adversity, difficulty. We'll find something to smile about. Take a deep breath in and out. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. Okay. Wow. That felt good. All right. So how do we clear this emotional, mental clutter and bring about abundance in life? Well, yesterday afternoon, I was putting my truck together. I'm getting ready to do my camping. I haven't been camping since October, and I'm climbing the walls. I need to check out my trailer to find out how things are and just go about getting ready is what I was doing yesterday. And I keep a number of essentials in my garage. You know, I don't, you've seen some trucks go around and they got the hitch and ball and the hitch and ball on the back of their truck, and I have a rather big one, and so I take it off and keep it in my garage. And so I had to get that in, and then I have a plastic bin full of things that when I come home, like I need to wash my sheets and towels, and then I keep a stock of food in the trailer, so I start putting things in this bin to take back with me to replace what I used on my last trip. So I was going through that and organizing, and my garage is a mess. I mean, it is like the space that I keep putting things into, and many of you can relate. If you have a garage, if you don't park your cars in it, you tend to put junk in it. And right now, my garage is filled with stuff. Getting ready for a garage sale that I don't really want to have, but I'm going to. And work things and overflow. Well, funny thing happened on the way to packing my truck. I wound up cleaning and clearing out about 20% of the garage. And it's this small little section. When I come out from my laundry room, I go into my garage, and it's this small little section. And I just tend to say, okay, I'm going to put this down here, you know, cardboard boxes, and over the winter, cardboard boxes and things I'm going to get rid of or reorganize or whatever. And all of a sudden, this space got filled with stuff. And when I come out, if I was coming out, like taking that trip to California, and I'm bringing my suitcases out, I had to move things so I could take the suitcase out. Now I'm admitting this stuff to you, yes? All right. So it began with clearing out a wardrobe. And how I explain it, it's like the portable wardrobe that has plastic over it, and you can store your winter clothes in it or your summer clothes or extra. Well, this was a six-footer. And I had taken it out of this one room because I'm downsizing majorly with my clothes and things. And so I had it out there. I never broke it down. And so it started with that. And just taking that one thing down and taking the pieces apart and putting it together because I'm going to sell it at the garage sale, opened up a space. Right, it opened up a space, and then I had boxes, and I broke those down. And there was, I'm a soap maker, and there were soap making things, and I organized that. But, and then there was a shelf. All of a sudden, I'm just cleaning out this section. You know, sometimes I call it my 10-minute exercise. But I was cleaning out this section. Well, here's what happened. It was about 20% of the garage. It wasn't that much. But what a mess. What a difference it made. I'll tell you. It opened up space in height as well as lower, right? It opened up space. And as I was looking at the space and being very proud, yes, I got my truck loaded with what I needed to put in there, found a few things I had misplaced. But as I looked at it, and then I looked at the rest of the garage, and it was like, because I managed to do things in other sections too, it was like, wow. I felt lighter. Now, let me explain. It's not I felt light physically, you know, like I lost pounds, but I had. The space felt open and lighter because this clutter was gone. You know, when you make inroads on your to-do list, and this is the garage has been on my to-do list, and you might have the junk drawer, or you might have the closet, or you might have the whatever is on your to-do list. But when you clean it out, and no matter how small it is or how large that is, to me it was just a little section, a weight's taken off your shoulders and your mind. You feel lighter. And so it goes with cleaning out the mental and emotional clutter in your life. Now, all of this started last year. I have been cleaning and moving things out of my life for the last year. Because one of the things I learned as I went through Money Breakthrough, and I got to go on stage last year, is that I was holding on to things. I was holding on things from my mother and my father. And many of you may relate to this or you haven't experienced it yet. But I was holding on to some of their things. There was this silver pitcher that belonged to my mom. And I very rarely used it. I brought it out simply because I had it. And it was like a symbol of her love for me. And so I let go of it. And this is what I'm talking about in your life. Let go. What are the things that you are holding on to? Because as I began to open up my life and get and taking things out of my life, stuff that I was holding, because the energy of abundance says there must be flow in your life, and I was blocking the flow. So that opening up in that garage, that space, that lightness, that openness, said, oh, I could feel the flow of the energy change. That's why I said, I feel lighter. And so will you when you start to let go. A famous early 20th century writer, Emmett Fox, in his work, Alter Your Life, said, refuse to tolerate anything less than harmony. You can have prosperity no matter what your present circumstance may be. Man has dominion over all things when he knows the law of being and obeys it. The law gives you power to attain prosperity and position without infringing on the rights and opportunities of anyone else in the world. So your outer world, number one, your outer world, however it looks, my junky garage, it's a reflection of my inner world of thoughts and feelings. I was shut down. I was holding on to things. And as I got release things for other people to use, release things to the trash because it was no good. It didn't work anymore. I didn't need it. No one else did. Other things started to flow in my life. Some people know about feng shui and how to, you know, set up your house or your home so energy moves in and out. This is what I'm asking you. What is it that's holding you back? Is there a relationship that you're holding on to that is not serving you? And it's shutting you down. If you're listening on the internet, just join me again on the recording. If you're on the phone, just stay with me. Just stay with me. So if there's something that's holding you down, right, that's holding you back, let it go. Let it go, because when you find that breakthrough and it happens in your life, continue to let it happen. It may be painful, like it was painful for me to let go of my mother's silver picture. I gave it to my son's girlfriend. All things will be affected in your life. All things. When a beaver builds a dam, only the water is held back. Think about that. And it holds the water back, but only that water that can't be contained goes downstream. It's the overflow. But the beaver will build the dam bigger. Are you building dams in your life? Because you want to hold something in? Are you holding on to things and people, even money? And you go, well, I have to save my money. Yes. But also you have to spend that money. So you spend it wisely. And you save some and you spend some. And you give some. And you give where you're spiritually fed. But when a beaver builds that dam and it gets higher and higher, sooner or later that water is stopped and it gets backed upstream. And if it gets backed up too much, things begin to flood upstream. And people come along and break the dam. So when the dam is broken, all that has been held back bursts forth in an explosion of force. But it happens for a little while, just like me cleaning out that garage. I was filled with energy, and I filled it out, and I broke that blockage of energy that was moving through there. As the movement goes back to normal, the stream just flows at a steady pace, giving and sharing its abundance. And so it is with money. And some people say, well, how is clearing out all this other stuff deal with money? It is, no, how to explain it? I just know that when I let go and let God, and when I realized that love was a feeling and I didn't have to hold on to something that represented that, then money began to flow in my life. So your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. My outer world was cluttered, and now slowly but surely over this last year, I have been decluttering my life. And I'm telling you, I'll go in. I had a room that was my, I had created a closet because when I was working corporate, I had tons of clothes. And now that room is cleared and it's a guest room and it is lighter. And I feel the energy flow. And some of you may not be in touch with the feeling of energy moving in your life, but just stop and just go in a place that you know is open and free, a park where the trees are there and you feel the breeze and all of that. But then go in a room or a place that has got clutter all over it. And feel the way that room feels. And then go back out to the open spaces or a room in your house that you considered is really neat, right? And organize and feel the difference. The natural state is feeling open and free. The greater your awareness of the presence of God within you, as you open the spaces, the more that presence is able to fill you and fill your consciousness. And understand that the Spirit of God is your source and the activity of your supply. It is your spiritual consciousness, this knowledge of the presence of God, that is that energy that is flowing. And allowing that in will give you total and complete fulfillment in many ways. Today's meditation was designed really to let you open up and release. And that's what I'd like in your life. I have a caller this morning, and your last four digits are 8292. Are you there? Or are you just listening? Okay, then I'll put you back on listen. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. So that is today's lesson. Today's idea is to let go. Find out what is that mental or emotional piece of you, that feeling inside of you that has holds you back, and open up and release it. Release the love, release the things. And you will find that as you do that release, as you recognize what is going on in your life, then change can happen. Because once I recognized what the core issue of me was, I began to see all the areas that were affected by this need. And the key is to start making the change a little bit at a time. Notice I said I've been working on this for a year, a little bit at a time, because I wanted to make it move forward. I wanted it to continue, and I'm telling you, things have changed. I've actually gotten rid of people in my life, things in my life, thoughts in my life, a little bit at a time. And I've had help, and I would like to be there to allow you to have help. So, thank you really so much for listening today. And while you listen and hear, and I want you to share the show with your friends and family. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com. In there are my upcoming events. And be sure to join Commanding Your Life on meetup.com. The link is on my site, commandingyourlife.com. And if you have any suggestions for the show, I'd like you to contact me by emailing me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Be sure to join me for the next episode. And I want you to know, Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And I say to you, and it is so.